We're looking for my Ving Rhames moment.
Oh, the ultimate moment.
We had Ving Rhames on.
Yep.
And I confused him with
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, we have it?
Oh, nice.
Great. The first time I saw you in the movies was with the Bruce Willis with, I can't think of the name of it, with the, it was a big, huge movie with the meteors and the, no, Armageddon.
You're confusing me. That's not me.
You're not in the...
You're thinking of Michael Clark Duncan.
No, Michael Clark Duncan is 6'5", 300 pounds. I'm 6 feet, 210.
But when I think of Pulp Fiction, I think of you.
Yes, that's right. What I did with Bruce Willis.
That's right. Yes, that movie.
Zed is dead.
Oh. Right. All right. Well, hey, Mission Impossible 3 out on DVD today. Thank you. Ving Rhames.
Ouch.
All right.
Oh, my God. I am such an ass. I am an ass. I swear to God, I'm nominating myself.
I liked you.
Loser of the week.
I liked you when you were in the Rat Pack with that one eye.
I love the stand-up.
Oh, why didn't I just quit with I'd have to go medieval on your ass?
Oh, man.
That, I couldn't wrap that interview up fast enough.
Oh, my God. And the way he said it, that low voice.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
I think we shortened it up. I think he said, you're confusing me with another black man.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. Oh. I could not wash the funk off of me that weekend.
Wow.
You just shower and you're just like, I want this stink off of me.
Wow.
You don't even want to make eye contact with anybody else in the room when something like that's going on.
Yeah.
It's like, don't even look at me.
I'm invisible.
Let me just sink behind my desk.
Invisible.
Man, you could feel the chill. You could feel the chill.
I couldn't even think of the name of the movie.
Yeah.
The movie with the meteors.
That thing. Me asteroid?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sweating now from embarrassment.
It's like you're reliving it all over
again. And that happened like 15
easily.
Or more years ago.
Yeah, easily.
You have me confused.
Right.
Wow.
I just picture him like a death grip on that phone.
Wow.
Like, what is wrong with you?
And you were like, he's going to love this. I'm pulling this movie right out of my butt right now, hitting him with it. Boom. That wasn't me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. So
you're confusing me. That's not me.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I even gave a description body wise between the two of them.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. So there's mine.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Colin, your most moronic moment.
That was enough for all of us.
Everyone on gets in the running for Sammy Hagar tickets and the title of Captain Moron. Big P.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Is it happening right now as we're speaking?
Yeah.
As we're speaking? I'll see you later on today.
You just got pulled over.
What happened?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh. I think he did get pulled over.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Like, it does sound like a live pullover.
That's funny. Yeah.
Well, there he is. He's running.
Yeah.
He got on.
He got on.
Yeah.
He got pulled over
while
on the phone trying to get Sammy Hagar tickets.
That was a nice touch live.
Yeah. Let's go with that was theater, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Gary in Torrington.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I was at the Foo Fighters show Wednesday night. And there was a bunch of people wearing Dave Grohl jerseys.
Right.
They were like football jerseys. On the back of the jersey, it said 24. And I looked at my wife and I said, I wonder why they chose the number 24. And my wife turns and looks at me and she goes, because it's 2024? And I was like, I felt like such an idiot. I'm like, why did they choose the number 24?
Right? I'm like, why did I say that loud?
That's great. Dana in the car.
Hello.
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 Dana.
Dana, we're going to move on.
Is it happening right now?
We need a story.
She getting pulled over, too?
Right.
She butt dialed us?
She butt dialed us.
Now we know we got her name.
I spoke to her. She was very nice.
Right.
I did not butt dial.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can
you hear me now? All right.
So what do you got?
I'm going to try to keep this under 2 minutes. It's all started off on a Margarita Monday, going to the Connecticut, Rhode Island, Association, Pinball Association. So okay. It's the crap league of pinball. Oh. So I'm in, thinking I'm going to be a pinball wizard.
Right.
I'm in the tournament, kind of got a buzz from all the margaritas.
Right.
During the middle of the game, I restarted it.
Oops.
So everybody got, you know, there's four players. Everybody's scores got canceled.
Oh.
And then I guess it's not a great story.
Are you still alive somehow? Right?
No, but I kept playing. You know what? Don't air this.
Am I the moron for keeping this call on the air?
Yeah, wow.
I think so.
Okay, so Margarita Monday. What's Tuesday?
Tequila, obviously.
Well, of course. Right. Of course.
Right, there's Wine Wednesday.
Right. Yeah. What's Wednesday? Wino Wednesday?
Yeah. Right.
Thirsty Thursday?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Dealer's Choice,
right?
I guess.
Right.
What's Friday?
The weekend, man.
Fireball Friday.
Yeah.
All right, Dana. I'm a mess.
I'm a mess.
We know.
I'm feeling generous, so you're in the running.
Yes.
Sammy Hagar tickets. Thank you.
Thanks for being a moron, hey.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Self-deprecating
yeah.
a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds okay. like Sammy wow. Hagar might be richer because of her.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
Hey. I had coffee.
Wow.
Wow. Sounds like it.
We can tell.
Okay, so remember Chaz's story years ago with when he called the Seymour police regarding the owl?
The owl, yes.
The owl.
The owl, yes.
I didn't
All
hit
right.
the L.
The owl.
There's an owl.
Yes. Owl.
Yes, so fast forward that night. I don't even know if Chaz remembers this. This is so embarrassing. I ingested some libations prior to this conversation.
No.
So we're sitting in our kitchen, and we're talking about the owl. And we're laughing and laughing. And I turned to Chaz and I said, is an owl a bird? And
I do remember this.
And he never laughed so hard. He's hugging himself. He rolls out of the chair onto the floor. And I was like, no. That's not what I meant. It was terribly embarrassing.
It's like
both moronic.
But you try to outdo him.
An owl a bird?
Top this.
An owl.
Owl.
In right. the rotary.
Nice.
I know. The rotary.
It's like I'm talking like I was just hitting the head with a frying pan.
Bing,
in the rotary.
I must slow down now.
All right. Thank
you
for calling yourself
bird.
In.
Yeah.
I feel better now. Thank you.
Nice.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Jackie in Milford.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So my stupid thing is I was at a picnic at my brother's house many, many years ago, and they had a lot of, you know, friends who I didn't know, and I'm standing next to a woman, and I looked at her, and I go, so when are you due?
Oh. No, never, never.
Oh. I did that.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't ask anymore. Even when it's very obvious, I don't say anything anymore.
Yeah, what do you say? Because when it's really obvious and you don't say anything, that... Elephants in the room now.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, why aren't they saying anything? Yeah. Do they think I'm fat?
They're just trying to find the right words. Yeah. I said, no.
What do you say? What do you do? Oh. What's the right thing to do there?
Jump out a window.
Yeah.
Just blame it on the outfit. What's that shirt? The way it hangs. It just, you know, looks
I'm
like
retaining
it
water.
No, but do you ask, are you pregnant? Like, if there's someone who's clearly. Either that or they swallowed a watermelon.
It is never clear. Yeah. Never ask.
It's when it's. When it's popping, the belly button pops out, and they're wearing a tight shirt.
Well,
that's the only
timer.
Time I say congratulations.
Right, like the turkey's almost done.
Right.
Yep, exactly.
Right.
Boop. Yep.
Wow.
All right, Jackie, you're in the running. Thank you.
You know,
thank you, guys.
It's funny because you just reminded me, a friend of mine tells a story. It's Billy. He was taking a test in high school, and one of his classmates was missing his right arm. And my buddy's taking a test, and he goes, oh, you're a lefty? And the guy goes, duh, right.
That's a good response from that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark in Stratford.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
This happened about 2 months ago, and I got to tell you, I'm probably never going to live it down. I go to my local grocery store. I'm there every week doing the grocery shopping with the wife and I. So we're standing in line, and there's a bunch of people, women, gabbing away, having a good old time. And I said, Wow, look at how radiant they look, honey. Just went like when you were pregnant. So we're standing there in line. The lady behind the register is pregnant. And then I go to the two women in front of me. I says, oh, so how many months are you? And they turn around, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you guys look so
another one.
When a woman is pregnant and you look so beautiful in the face. She goes, we're not pregnant. In front of all these freaking people in line, there must have been like, you know, 10 people in line, plus the pregnant, real pregnant woman behind the counter.
You're lucky they didn't drag you out in the parking lot and just all kick your ass.
No, yeah. They wanted to, but
I picture that. You on the ground, and they're just beating you with, like,
beating you.
Nightsticks.
Yep.
I'm telling you, my wife never let me live it down.
I don't blame
you. And I really...
You're in the running. I get it. Thank you. Okay.
Hey, stop talking.
We kind of get it, right? We
got it.
We
check.
Yep.
Wife. Yep.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
You're in the running.
I like that your wife didn't help you.
Just let them stew in it.
Shireen in Watertown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
Okay. My moronic moment is, well, it's a running joke in my family. Like, I always am losing my keys or my debit card. And so this one day, I come home from work, and I can't find my keys. And I'm in a panic because I, you know, want to make sure they're there. And I usually get all my stuff in a certain spot so I know where it is in the morning. And they're like, oh, you lost your keys again. I'm, come on, you guys got to find them. I literally just got home. Did you look in your purse? Did you look in your pocket? No, they're not there. They're not there. So I run outside, and I look in the window, and they're still sitting in my ignition.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, great. I locked them in the car. So I'm like, good. So I'm going to just go get a hanger, and I'm going to play around and see if I can get them because the windows were cracked a little bit. And I'm out there digging away, trying to get at the handle, you know, the lock on the door. And so then my son comes, you still didn't find him. I'm like, I don't want to tell anybody because I don't want to have to tell them that I did this again.
Yeah.
So
have any coffee today?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get him out. I'm going to be late for work. And I was like, please get me on the phone because I want to get my chance. So I'm trying to do it quick. So I'm trying to get him out. Well, did you try the door? I'm like, no, because I always hit the fob now because you guys tease me so much. I always make sure I lock the door before I get out. And, you know, so I know everything's, I got my keys in my hand. Yeah. Well, no, I'm poking away. And they're like, well, did you try the door? No, I didn't try the door. So my son comes out. He pulls the door. The door is open the whole time.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm not going to let this one down because now they tease me. Like, they don't tease me enough. Now they're really going to be teasing me.
Of course.
Do this.
Wow.
You want to go decaf.
Yeah, I do this.
Yeah.
I do this.
You should consider an auctioneer job.
Right. I was thinking the word count on this call, very high.
Amazing.
Very high.
Yep.
And but I was able to follow along.
Right. Yep. It's like somebody spit the tape up.
Really well done.
Yep.
Well done. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you.
All right. You're in the running.
thank you. Thank you so much.
We're asking you to call in your most moronic moment for a chance at Sammy Hagar tickets. AJ was going to tell a story, but I think I have a better one on you.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
The story I had with, I was trying to race somebody and I left the car in reverse and when we take off, I went backwards into a fence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Yep.
All right. Phil, you want to set this up?
Yeah. We were doing Loser of the Week and AJ came in to interrupt the segment with breaking news.
Very sad news from the world of music. This is just breaking. There has been a death.
Yes.
Bo Diddley has died at the age of what?
79.
Who sent us this story?
I found it on New York Times.
Okay. Because according to Wikipedia, Bo Diddley died in 2008.
This would be the best.
You're kidding
right
me.
Now.
Oh, I got to see this.
Died June 2nd. 2008.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Who's in the lead?
That would be me.
Because?
Because I did not know Bo Diddley died, and I went and told everybody Bo Diddley died, and got you to mention that Bo Diddley died, and had no idea because the article's from 2008, and I listened to Facebook.
Gee,
Facebook has not been your friend from the beginning.
Seriously.
Wow.
And now you know why I was trying to throw him off the roof.
Who's calling in on behalf of their wife here?
That's line two.
Line two.
Boss.
Hi.
Hey, Ross and Trumbull.
This is Ross from Trumbull, yeah?
Hi, Ross.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, we'll make it short. Years ago when the cell phones that just came out and they're big and bulky, my wife, we had a little Mercedes convertible. She was in the garage. She opened the door to get in the car. gets in the car. Someone called her. She looked down, put the car in reverse, and drove through the garage.
Nice. Wow.
She did about, this is the funnier part, is that we did about maybe $100 worth of damage on the Mercedes because it put a ding in the bend.
Right.
I mean, in a ding in the door, and did $30,000 worth of damage on the house.
Oh. Well, he took that sucker down. Huh?
That's wow. Okay. One hell of a garage door.
Damn, man. I think held on.
It blew out the door, and then it caught the edge of the house, and it actually ripped the wall off the foundation.
Wow.
Oh.
So it took out the door and part of the wall. $30,000 worth.
Wow.
What'd the person on the phone say?
Oh, sorry, wrong number.
What was that noise?
It was actually, the funny part was it was actually her mother calling up to say, hey, what are you doing today?
Destroying the house, Ma.
Going to be talking to insurance now. Yeah.
Wow. All right, Ross. Nice job. Thank you, brother.
Not a fun day.
No, not at all.
Chris in Westport.
How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you.
So this was back when I was in high school in the mid-'80s. I worked at a radio station, the local high school radio station.
Which station?
WWPT.
Oh, okay.
Out of Staples.
All right.
Whoops. So my job was my friend would spin the records and I would basically do a little sports update.
Nice.
So this was right after the Winter Olympics in 1984. And, you know, after we won, the men's ice hockey won in 1980, we had a little disappointment with the 84 team. I think they lost pretty quickly. So after I did my little blurb, I said, you know, better luck next year, guys. And unbeknownst to me, one of the writers from Sports Illustrated lived close to town, was actually listening to a high school radio station, heard it, and put that blurb in the next issue of Sports Illustrated in the front, where it basically said Winter Olympics 1985 and put a question mark. And a little blurb. So that was my little fame.
Nice.
And I actually still have that Sports Illustrated issue.
Yes!
That's tremendous.
Wow. Hey, man, own it. Oh, cool. Why not own it?
That's awesome.
That's like my Ving Rhames moment.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Congratulations.
But you have a copy to keep.
Yeah, so it's the issue with, I think it was Bill Johnson, who won, I think, the 84 Olympic downhill. And it's with him on the front. So, you know, I always have it. So it's one of those things.
Nice.
I was actually moving boxes, and I found that issue.
And relive the whole thing all over again, didn't you?
That's great. Yeah,
it's a funny story. My friends who I worked with, we get a kick out of it.
Nice.
Awesome. You're in the running for Hagar tickets. Thank you. Phil, did you just hit your knee? What happened?
No, I hit my funny bone.
Did you hear that thump?
Yeah.
I don't have leg room here, so I got to kind of sit with like my legs like in a V shape, and I don't have a lot of room to turn around. I have a lot of counter space, which is nice, but I cranked my elbow.
I'm like, somebody just fall off the roof? Finally?
I got exactly on the right spot behind the bone.
I thump.
Oh. Ooh.
Robin in Bristol.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello. Good, thanks.
Hello.
I came to work. I drive a box truck for a farm company where we deliver flowers. And I get in my truck, and I see the lights come on, but my truck won't start. And I keep trying to do it. So there's a couple of coworkers who are helping me. And so they go find some cables after we finally locate some. And they try jumping it for like 30, 40 minutes, and still nothing. And then another coworker comes over and says, Did you try to see if it was in neutral or park? And I looked down and I'm like, oh, God. So I was late for my delivery, you know, like about an hour.
That's why you saw the lights.
The neutral versus safety switch.
Yeah.
Yep. This is stupid. I couldn't believe it. They were so upset because they were late too, you know, so I held us all up. And the next day I came in, the same thing. And I'm like, well, before I do anything, and I look down, I'm like, damn, it's still not in neutral or park. And I'm like, good thing I checked, because I didn't want to have to do it all over again, you know? Yeah, I felt like such an asshole. I really yeah. You guys have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Flowers are all dead now.
No.
Lee in Southbury.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Hello.
Good. I went on vacation back in 2011 with my boyfriend to Washington, D.C., and we decided to go see a Nationals game. He went to leave to go call his son to see how he was doing, and I'm chatting with the lady next to me, And I'm like, oh, I said, that's awesome. You brought your son here. And she says, that's not my son. It's my boyfriend. And I was kind of mortified.
Oh,
I was like, oh, no. What do I do now?
High five.
Nah, way to go, Granny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm very careful these days when I talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm saying that no English.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good one, Lee.
Hey, at least she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
All right, call in your most moronic moment. Get in the running for Sammy Hagar tickets playing the amphitheater next week. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a good week at the amp next week, too.
Yep, big time.
Hailstorm.
Yep, and you with
Sammy Hagar.
Yep.
Craig in Hamden.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to, you reminded me of a story because when you were telling how you mistakenly called somebody someone else.
Yeah.
Back in 1987, we went to the Summer Nationals in Englishtown, New Jersey.
Cool.
And they just finished qualifying, and we're going back to the hotel. We've been drinking in the sun all day long.
That's
so,
not good.
So on the way back, we see another hotel with a lounge that has a parking lot full of cars. Let's go in there and drink some more. We go in. We had a couple drinks. In walks John Force and his crew chief, Austin Coyle.
Nice.
Wow.
John Force, cool.
Everybody loses their mind because they're all race fans at the bar. So at the time, his car was decked out with Brute aftershave for a sponsor.
Yeah.
And it said Brute Force on his car.
Nice.
So I went up and I shook his hand and said, oh, Bruce. So nice to meet you, Bruce.
And there's
another racer there that Bruce Larson was one of the guys competing against him. They just, with a real angry face, he says, do I look like Bruce Larson to you? And everybody in the bar just stared at me. You could have heard a pin drop. I was, I could have crawled away.
I'm going to leave now.
But after all was said and done, he bought us all a round of drinks, and then Austin dragged him out and said, come on, John, you got to race tomorrow, you know? But it was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, he's cool.
That is a great story, Bruce.
But I felt about it big, you know?
I know exactly that feeling. You heard the audio earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but we were face-to-face.
Which is worse.
More awkward, yes. Yeah.
Right, because you heard in my audio, I got him off the phone immediately. Yes. I ended that that interview was over right then. Okay. I wanted it to be over.
Gotta go.
You were stuck there.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
And he is the man. When it comes to drag racing, there's nobody bigger.
Yeah. I think he's still in the hospital right now.
Right, he came very close to death.
Yeah,
like a 304-mile-an-hour smash against the wall and explosion.
Wrecked pretty hard, yeah.
He's 70-something now.
Yeah.
Six, I think.
Something like
76.
That. 76. But he'll be back on the track again.
Oh, absolutely. He's unstoppable.
Yep, he's Bruce Force.
All right, thank you. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, Chris.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.